Can you tell me what this is? Is that a speed limit sign?
Yeah.
Yeah, were you breaking the speed limit running up here? Can anybody tell me the number on that?
17.
Close, it's got a 7. Is it 17? Try again. Good try. What do you think? You're probably not up to those big numbers yet, are we? Can somebody help him? It's got a 7 in it. Hi, guys. Come on up. It sounds like 17. It is 70. That's kind of tricky, isn't it? Well, let's say it was 17. If it was a speed, what is a speed limit sign for? There's a 7. Let's cover that up for a second. And there's no O. And I like that. Let's do it like that. So, the speed limit is now 7. So if you see this sign on a road somewhere, what's it for? What does it tell drivers? When you get to 7, you can't go any faster. You have to stop speeding up. You can only do 7. That'd be kind of slow, wouldn't it? What about 70? That'd be really fast, wouldn't it? No. That says you can't go any faster than 70. That's as fast as you can go. In the Bible reading today, Jesus told his disciples, there is no limit on forgiveness. He said, if somebody comes to you, and that's good. Yes? Oh, 100 miles an hour would be crazy fast, wouldn't it? My goodness. Yeah, we get pulled over by a cop out of the mouths of babes, right? And you're right, we would, because, and what would he say? He'd say, you were going over the speed limit. Yeah. Good job. And Jesus said, there is no limit. He told the guys, if someone sins against you 7, how many times is 7 in a day? Say somebody stepped on your toe. And then he said they were sorry. And then later, they stepped on it again, and they said they were sorry. And then later, they stepped on it again, and they did that 7 times in a day. Or bump your head or your chin? Would it be easy to forgive them? Right there? Oh, my goodness. I see the mark. My goodness. They didn't say they were sorry? That makes it hard to forgive, doesn't it? And that's what Jesus was telling the guys. There's going to be times when it's really hard to forgive. But did Jesus say, oh, that's okay, you don't have to forgive them? You right there, don't you? He said, forgive them anyway. He said, if they come and they say they're sorry, you should forgive them, even if it's 7 whole times. And actually, even if it just keeps on happening. How often does Jesus forgive us? Say we did something wrong 7 times in a day. Would he forgive? 5?
5.
Okay, 5. After 5, he doesn't forgive us anymore? Is that how he works? What do you think? Or is it more? He was telling the disciples, he's telling us, I forgive you every time you ask me to.
Yeah.
And he wants us to do the same thing. Is that a pretty good deal that he forgives us?
Yeah.
How does he do that? What happened on one of those?
He died on the cross.
He did. Good job. So he paid the price for all our sins, including yours. So when you talk to him anytime, any place, Lord, I'm sorry. I stepped on that kid's toe, but it wasn't an accident. Will you please forgive me? Will he forgive you? You bet he will. Good job. Where does Jesus live? He lives in your hearts. Good job. He died on a cross for you, didn't he, Arlo? Good. Yep, he did. I said, I didn't know. Yes, for you too. Yes, for all of us. And me too. Should we pray to him? He loves it when we talk to him. Should we pray, Gunner? You ready? Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you so much that these kids are here. We thank you that they know you and that they know that you have forgiven them. As they grow bigger and taller, Lord, help us as a church to help mom and dad and grandma and grandpa, to help them to grow bigger and taller in the faith. We pray these things trusting in you, in Jesus' name.